Victor knows the fine details of insuring firms like yours. For over 60 years, Victor has provided outstanding service and broad, flexible, and innovative professional liability solutions to engineering firms and ACEC members. As a Victor insured, you have access to free, on-demand continuing education courses, automated contract reviews, and endless risk management tools and resources to help manage projects and grow your business. Visit www.victorinsuranceus.com/ACEC to learn more.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Engineering Influence Podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. It's being sponsored today by Victor Insurance Managers, one of the largest and most experienced underwriting managers of professional liability and specialty insurance programs in the world. And it is our honor to have one of the top winners of our awards presentation today. We have Molly D. Ramasani. She's from JB&B, and she is in charge of carbon reduction and has significant achievements already in that field. So first, Molly, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Alan. It's great to be here.
And how does it feel to be on stage with that beautiful award and have an audience applaud you?
It feels, it feels great, of course, but it also feels a little surreal. I would say I was kind of reflecting on this morning. Winning an award or being recognized for an achievement, it's always a really joyful experience, but I'm always a little surprised too when it happens, because I kind of, I go through my professional life just sort of doing what I think is the right job and trying to bring my all to it because that's what's personally satisfying to me. So I don't do it for the recognition or for the award, but then when I receive one, it's just, it's sort of a surreal and a nice reminder that the industry appreciates what I'm doing and definitely is supportive, you know?
In other words, it's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, I would say it's kind of cool.
Well, let me briefly read to the our listeners what the audience heard regarding your achievements and why you were worthy of being chosen one of the ACEC's 5 Young Professionals of the Year for 2021. As a New York policy to reduce carbon emissions from all city buildings by 80% by 2020 took shape, Dee Ramsey, head of deep carbon reduction at JB&B, initiated a process of assessing how client buildings could conform to such a regulation. She led the formation of an in-house deep carbon reduction working group to formulate business strategy and thought leadership around the issue. Boy, that sounds so exciting. She has led more than a dozen complex building decarbonization and buildings electrification studies for large commercial and institutional and cultural buildings, and won 2 competitive innovation projects, including the Energy Efficient Indoor Air Quality Study. That's a mouthful. Okay, congratulations again.
Thank you.
What is so important about carbon reduction in buildings?
Yeah, it's definitely sort of an interesting time in engineering right now, especially around energy and carbon. Buildings are one of the largest contributors to both global greenhouse gas emissions, and then within the New York City and New York State environment, even more, right? In New York City, buildings are responsible for about 70% of carbon. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge impact. And so, my job is to address that issue and with others in the industry, try to figure out ways to reduce carbon in a meaningful way. And that's really where the term deep carbon reduction comes from. We're not just about sort of the surface level reductions that aren't going to get us to where we need to be in terms of policy or climate change. You know, we're talking about the deep reductions that are needed to set the building industry on, the path towards a decarbonized future.
Well, I know a lot of the carbon comes from concrete, correct?
Sure, yeah.
Does this mean just removing and replacing a lot of concrete around the building or part of the building?
Well, when it comes to concrete, there are specialty sort of mixes and products out there right now that address carbon, but my area of expertise is less on the architectural and materials side and more on the mechanical, electrical, plumbing side, so the systems within buildings.
JB&B.
I got you. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I understand. So what makes that interesting to you?
Yeah, I think that this field is interesting because it's super interdisciplinary in a way that I think is surprising. You know, there's the mechanical, electrical, plumbing aspect and the system selection aspect, which, you know, we're engineers, we've always been sort of involved in. But now there's more than that. There's a need to understand the power sector. There's a need to understand the policy landscape and the drivers behind how people decide to make decisions, especially as it relates to building a new building or retrofitting a building. So you have to have sort of this view and this viewpoint that's much wider than I think what you would typically do in just sort of a traditional MEP role. And that's a critical component. But, you know, I kind of look at things at this point from a more of a macro level than I used to when I was, doing my day-to-day MEP engineering activities.
Is this something that is you're expecting to get picked up or become more of a trend in the industry where more firms would be engaged in this kind of stuff, so we have an overall reduction effort as we move into the future?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that we're kind of at the beginning of what I think is going to be a domino effect. You know, right now in New York and even in Boston, in Philadelphia, in D.C., there are a couple places along the Northeast Corridor that are focusing on this very intently, and I think the rest of the country is watching to see what works and what doesn't work and will follow suit thereafter. So absolutely, I think this is going to be a major focus and a major opportunity for engineers all over the country to think about innovation and projects that will be upcoming. It's an exciting time, I think, for everybody.
Interesting. Very interesting. So we can expect some deep carbon reduction entries in the Engineering Excellence Awards as we move into the future.
I hope so. I think so, yeah.
That should be interesting. Okay. Well, tell me, you're a woman.
True.
What was the spark? How long did you know that this was the career you wanted to choose? I mean, we've been doing studies on what makes an engineer, why they become engineer, mm-hmm. and a lot of them were, you know, toy trucks. They would take it apart and put it back together again. A lot of them say they started on Legos or radios, TVs.
Sure.
What was the spark that sent you on that path?
This is a funny story because it wasn't trucks and it wasn't Legos, although I do really enjoy Legos, even to this day. I like to build Legos. But I actually entered college thinking I was going to do medical school or do some sort of biomed type function. And that was for practical reasons. I thought I'm going to go to college and I want to get into a career that's stable and, you know, financially advantageous. And I got there and I was taking freshman chemistry. And I can't do chemistry. That's what it comes down to is I really struggled with chemistry and other sciences that weren't tactile, that didn't have a visual sort of interactive component. And so I ended up sort of naturally shifting over from, you know, those more theoretical classes to the applied engineering classes. And it just became really evident early on in my college career that my strengths were in engineering, were in opportunities to work physically with, you know, different materials and understand systems from a components and system level, whereas, you know, the med track was going to be really theoretical. Oh. Okay. And paper-based, yeah. So that's my origin story, is not being very good at chemistry.
Join the club.
Yeah, I found over the years that many an engineer has the same sort of experience with that.
Well, you know, trying to become a chemist or even passing chemistry in college.
Yep.
major effort. So I understand completely. Okay, well, going forward, now that you've won this national prestigious award as a young up-and-coming superstar in our industry, and that's what this award says. You got to read the fine print. Okay, it's in the back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What are your future goals for your career right now, as you see right now?
Yeah, you know, I want to keep sort of leading the industry as it related to decarbonization. I think there's a lot of innovation I mentioned before, and we're in uncharted territory in many ways. You know, I think my interdisciplinary role and that macro viewpoint is a little bit new as well. And so in my personal career, I want to continue to build those connections, those cross connections to other sectors that I think are going to be really critical to the building sector's success. You know, I also just want to continue to grow at my firm into more of a leadership position. I'm already in one, but I think there's a lot of growth potential for me at JB&B and to continue to operate in the industry, kind of letting people know what's out there, what's coming, and then hopefully putting our clients' minds at ease. It's a very volatile time, and there's a lot of uncertainty around energy and carbon. And so really leaning into that and running toward the problem to help people feel a little more comfortable about the decision-making they're going to be faced with. These are all goals I think that I'm pretty serious and passionate about for the next, I don't know how many years.
Now you're getting me excited about decarbonization reduction. You know, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And I don't think you're going to need it. I think you get your feet firmly and your mind firmly on what your goal is right now, and the industry is more the better for it. Thank you for joining us today. That concludes our brief interview with Molly D. Ramasamy, one of the 5 2021 Young Professional of the Year award winners. And just to let you know, we will have profiles on all the 5 award winners in the upcoming issue of Engineering Inc. So until next time, have a good day.